Good morning. Would you please stand? Good morning. This is the public comment period. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak to the board? Okay, seeing no one, I'll go down to the consent calendar. You want to pull B6? Otherwise, I need a motion.
Move for approval of the balance of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, move in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Total. Okay, Governor, we'll go down to B6. Dick?
I asked for it to be pulled, not that I'm against the amendment at all, but I think it gives us an opportunity to bring up the subject that our contracts, the evergreen contracts with the disposal and solid waste companies, were drawn up several years ago. And I just believe that it would be prudent for the Board of Supervisors to review the evergreen contracts at this time. I'm sure they were, I'm not condemning what was done in the past, but I think it's also prudent to evaluate things from over several years. So that's the reason I pulled it, in order to bring this subject up. And Mr. Chairman, I would ask that the Board of Supervisors review that in the incoming months.
Rick, you want to speak to them?
Yes, I would be pleased to work with the Department of Environmental Resources and county staff to review and bring that report back to the Board of Supervisors at a subsequent meeting.
Okay, so then we need a motion to move ahead with this?
No, you can just assign that to me if you'd like.
Pardon me?
You can just assign that to me if you'd like.
Okay.
Then I make a motion to pass a B6, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I so move.
I'll second it.
Okay, move second on B6. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And we will bring back to the full board the discussion of the existing contracts with franchise haulers at a subsequent meeting.
Okay. Let's see, we have a 9:15 hearing, but it's too early for 9:15. So let's go down to correspondence.
This board has received a copy of the California County's 2007 annual report from the California State Association of Counties.
We acknowledge receipt of the report.
This board has received a letter from the United States Department of the Interior regarding the National Register of Historic Places, multiple property nominations entitled Central Valley Project, Historic Engineering Features to 1956.
I refer this to the Department of Planning and Community Development.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of the claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. Okay, is there any Board of Supervisors report this morning?
Yes, Jeff. I'd like to make one. Supervisor O'Brien and I had a chance with several of the county staff to meet with Caltrans yesterday, and they gave us an update on 219. And I was pleased to hear from them that the money is fully intact. It has been approved by CTC, so they're ready to go. They're expecting to go to bid in April and be under construction by mid to late May, maybe early June at the latest, for the area all the way from east of Dale Road back to the freeway on 219. It'll be the first major road work that we've had in Stanislaus County, and I don't know how long, probably more than 10, maybe 15 years. But it was a really good report, and they're already starting on that next set of designs that would go from that point on over to McHenry, and the money's in place on that also.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for going to the meeting, you and Bill. Good men, okay? Is anybody else?
Mr. Chair.
You have something for us?
Well, since we have a little bit of time to kill,
okay, but just don't kill too much of it.
I went to Sacramento this last week. Had a meeting with Senator Denham and Senator Cogdale and Assemblyman Kathleen Galgiani over the Orestimbuk Creek flood control project, which is an ongoing project that this board has spent several million on in the last 5 or 6 years. The hang-up seems to be the recommendation of the detention dam, and the problem comes from the Water Resources Board being resistant to that. So we had a successful meeting, and for the time being, the Water Resource Board is not going to object to the study of that particular alternative. That's the best one. The other alternative, we're down to two from six, and the other one was essentially a dam around Newman on Stir Road, raising it up 2 or 3 feet, but that would still flood a couple of thousand acres of ground any time the creek overflowed. So we've had a lot of progress there. It's been a very slow, expensive project so far, and we haven't stuck a shovel in the ground yet, and I think we're into it for about $3 million already, just in studies and consultants. So we did make some progress.
You're right, Jim. It's been going on for quite a while, and the retention dam is only to stop a sudden surge of water.
Right, flash flood.
Then they bleed it out a little bit at a time.
Right. The detention dam is a dry dam.
Yes,
but
right.
It meters out the water at about 2,000 cubic feet a second, which is about what Orris Timber Creek can handle.
Yeah.
When it goes over the bank, so the water just runs into Newman and floods the whole town, and that's happened 14 times in the last 50 years.
Okay. Thanks, Jimmy. How about over here? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Hey, we still got some time to kill.
I did the best I could.
I know you did. I know you did. Okay, great. Just hang tight, everybody. We'll be back. We'll be back in about 7 minutes.
Sure. CEO report.
Well, CEO, I'm sorry. You had something. Okay.
I will share with you a couple of comments, if I may. The first I'd like to mention is that we are continuing our discussion with our contract cities on our animal services program. And those discussions are ongoing. As you know, we're looking at a number of alternatives for the renovation and expansion of our existing facility. The long-term plan is dependent largely on the interest of our current partner cities in continuing this relationship with the county relative to placement of their animals in the county's shelter. Those discussions are ongoing, and we will keep you apprised of progress as we make it. We have a couple meetings scheduled in the next week or two with the city of Modesto to look more closely at their long-term needs and see if they are going to continue their partnership with the county and to see if we can find mutually agreeable points and terms to discuss into the future. On another note, legislatively, Mr. Jones, David Jones, and I did travel to Washington, D.C. last week for some of the same discussions that Supervisor DeMartini had. We met with the offices of Senators Boxer and Feinstein and Congressman Radanovich and Cardoza, as well as the Army Corps of Engineers and the COPS offices. The areas of discussion included Orstemba Creek, and the two alternatives currently remaining. The topic was really the need of the county to move the project along to settle on a single preferred alternative and to work within the established budget authorized by the Board of Supervisors, and for which we hope the federal government will approve funding in the in their next fiscal year. The need and ask relative to federal funding for Orris Timber Creek is about $800,000 we estimate to match the county's contribution and commitment to this project to complete it through the feasibility study and preferred alternative. Also spoke on interoperability and progress that the county and city of Modesto have made in improving our overall communication system, law enforcement communication system. Healthcare, expressing our appreciation to our federal representatives for the support that they provided to us in our FQHC successful FQHC application, and related additional information to our congressmen and senators relative to the partnerships that we're working on right now with Golden Valley Health Centers and others in the community to continue to maintain a robust health clinic system for our underserved population in the community. And finally, touched on transportation, what we're currently doing to utilize funding that has been provided in the current T-bill and what we're looking forward to in the upcoming years.
Thank you, Rick. I didn't mean to leave you out.
That's all right. Okay. Don't mind a bit.
But we're still too early, people. We've still got 5 minutes to kill. This never happened before, but we will be back in 5 minutes. Okay. Until we take a recess for 5 minutes. We're going to resume the board meeting now. It's 9:15. This is a public hearing to consider the introduction and waiving of the first reading of an ordinance adding Chapter 9.88, Food Processing Byproducts to the Stanislaus County Code, and to approve and adopt the regulations for the use of food processing byproducts in Stanislaus County by permitted use sites. Good morning, Sonia. Good morning, Ron.
This morning, whoa.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good.
The item before you this morning is an update on the food processing byproducts program and a proposed ordinance and regulation for the food processing byproducts program. In the past, the food processing byproducts program has been a cooperative effort between the stakeholders to track the use of food processing byproducts to control nuisance measures such as odors, flies, and vectors. The proposed program will be a part of the county's code. It will continue to track the use of byproducts, control nuisances, but in addition, it's designed to protect groundwater and surface water. The Regional Water Quality Control Board passed a tentative resolution. As a part of that resolution, the county was obligated to prepare a work plan, a literature review, a technical review, and a manual of best practices. Our final requirement is the adoption of a county ordinance. This ordinance was developed in cooperation with the Food Processing Site Use Committee, the food processors, Dr. Pascadi from CSU Fresno, Dr. Fries from CSU Stanislaus, and Mr. Delavalle from Delavalle Labs. In this proposed regulation, we have definitions. Each of the food processing byproduct users, the land applicators, the direct feed, the dehydrators, and the composters are required to obtain a permit from the county. Each of these permits are good for 1 year. We are also proposing to continue the research fee, the 10 cents per ton. This 10 cents per ton would only be applied when we have a research project to satisfy the Regional Water Quality Control Board. In addition, we have performance bonds and insurance. And there are also conditions for suspension or repeal of the permit, as well as an appeal process. Part of the ordinance also includes the regulations. The regulations have definitions, an application, a plan for operation, and specific conditions for land application, direct feeding, dehydration, and composting of byproducts. Permit holders are prohibited from using fruits and vegetable byproducts that, due to the processing, contain high concentrations of salts or other constituents that would be harmful to agriculture or the environment. Land application of food processing, rinse water, saline water, or boiler blowdown is also prohibited. Crops are required to be grown on the land application area. Crops shall be selected based on nutrient uptake capacity and water needs. Byproducts applied to land shall be at agronomic rates. Byproducts shall be analyzed for moisture, total nitrogen, organic carbon, sodium, chloride, potassium, calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, pH, and total solids versus volatile solids. Soil samples from the fields where the byproducts have been applied shall be analyzed for cation exchange capacity, total nitrogen, nitrate, ammonium nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, calcium, sodium, chloride, soluble, pH, total organic carbon, and ESP, exchangeable sodium percentage. Application of food byproducts to land should not create saturated soil conditions that could be degrading of the underlying groundwater. Next slide. Land application of food processing byproducts to any subarea or irrigation check not having a fully functional tail water control system is prohibited. Site personnel are required to be familiar with the proper use and function of all on-site water control structures which allow discharge. All valves that allow discharge must be operational and in good repair. Byproduct receiving pads shall be made of concrete, asphalt, free of cracks or openings that would allow byproducts or liquids to drain or leach into the soil. The ordinance and regulation applies only to sites using food processing byproducts. Some sites may have individual waste discharge requirements as well because of the potential magnitude of leachate or the stormwater impacts. We have completed our initial phase of the research project. Right now we're proposing to submit a second scope of work to be developed, and this scope of work will address the data gaps identified during the literature review, the technical review, and to develop responses to questions and concerns that are likely to arise from the Central Valley Regional Water Quality Control Board's review of our submitted documents. At this time, staff would recommend approval of the three recommendations in the board report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Is there any questions?
I have a few, Mr. Chairman. In your report, you said the byproducts that have high sodium content can't be used for land applications. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what do you do with those types of Henry waste? Does it have salt or other things in it? And does it have to go to the landfill or dried somewhere? Or what?
But those products could be dehydrated, which would still be a part of our program. But the main concern that we have is, like, for olives, those products that are treated with brine solutions, the average product that comes with food processing, the fruits and vegetables, are not considered high sodium.
Okay, so something like olive byproducts that are just dehydrated or...
Right. Those are not considered as a part of the program now. Those would have to be regulated by the regional board under the WDR.
Okay. As far as the composting operations, there's a section in this that I just wanted to get clarified. It states that this is not part of this... agreement then. Apparently composting is under a separate deal than this.
Well, composters that process...
Is it regulated under this?
Composters that process food processing byproducts would be a part of the program. If they're just composting green waste or products that are not included in our program, then they would not be a part of our program. I'm not
saying
that.
Because they're processed out of the scope of the tentative resolution.
Your typical composter is not a part of this resolution.
It's not. Like the city of Modesto has composting facility just down the road from where I live. Would that be regulated under the county or not?
Currently, they're not taking food processing byproduct as defined by the county, so they would not be regulated.
Anyone else? Seeing no one, this is a public hearing. I'm going to open up meetings to the public. Is there anyone that would like to speak on this issue? If you do, come forward and state your name.
Good morning. I'm Dennis Schuler. I work with Jolton Resource Recovery. The business office is 1722 Mono Drive. I guess I'm just here to get some clarification also. Regarding composting facilities. Although our facility doesn't currently compost food processing byproducts, our facility is regulated currently by the Integrated Waste Management Board by the Regional Water Quality Control Board under existing regulations from the air district and under some very onerous proposed new regulations by the air district for our composting facility. I guess the question I have is, even though the tentative resolution did not cover composting operations, this got included within this regulation. I guess my concern is more long-term impacts to us. We are spending a great deal of money and effort and time in meeting the state regulations, the Regional Water Quality Board regulations, and we suspect some very difficult to attain air regulations in the future. I'm just wondering if maybe this isn't just a little bit of overkill in terms of the county coming in and asking for additional regulations, and I guess that's our concern. We have to deal with so many agencies now. We work well with Stanislaus County. We don't have an objection to working with them, but I'm wondering if it's absolutely necessary for us to be included in this this proposed ordinance. So, thank you.
I don't think you're including this, are you? Is he included in this?
Not currently. He's not, because they are not composting food processing byproducts.
Okay.
And I agree with that analysis. Our concern would be that if we chose to in the future and those other regulatory agencies had no objection to composting food byproducts, then we would fall under this. And I'm not so sure that we're not already far exceeding the requirements that the county would impose. That may not be the case. Right now we're dealing with conflicting requirements between those other three agencies. So I just didn't want to have one more agency to kind of reconcile all the regulations with. But if the county feels this is a necessary thing for us to continue to work within the community, we'll be happy to do it. But it's just another layer of regulation for us to deal with. That's true, Supervisor. You need to know the land application facilities and the other agencies, other operations covered under these regulations, except for maybe the dehydrators. They don't have to get an integrated permit from the State Integrated Waste Management Board. They may not be required to get a waste discharge permit from the Regional Water Quality Control Board. So all I'm saying is that we are extremely regulated now, and it's not that we're afraid of meeting any of the regulations. We're just wondering, is it absolutely necessary? So, again, if the county feels that it's important for them to be part of the permitting operation of our site, we will do it. But it's just a comment on our part.
Thank you.
Okay.
County Council, do you have any insight on what he's talking about as far as...
Well, no, I think the issue is pretty clear that it currently... their operation would not be covered by this ordinance, but if they choose to deal with the food byproducts, then they will be required to adhere to the regulations that are before the board if the board passes this matter.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, come on down. Okay, come on down. Come on down.
I'm Jim Wartz with Del Monte Foods, and I want to just thank you guys, and particularly Supervisor Grover and Mr. Mayfield, and all of you for your leadership in this. It's been a long and arduous process. I was trying to remember when we started, when we had it was 2002 or something. This is now 8. I get lose track of time. At any rate, I would, and Sonia and her staff have been wonderful. We've fought through this thing. It has not been a simple process. Having said that, I would just think that it's prudent that we put all of these things that we've had in the program for 25 years, and compost has been part of it. Feed, direct feed, and we're going to, it should go forward as it has. I see no reason to remove anything. It's certainly anyone's choice if they choose to use this program. We certainly have. It's maintained the viability of our business, which is an economic driver, which we've, one of the drivers in the ag community, which is the economic engine of the entire state, if you will. I, for one,